You? Is anybody?
There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart and a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Does, that new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs. Court now in session. What's the first complaint?
Your Honor, I want whiter washes. I'm tired of soaps that only get my clothes part way white.
Well, change to New Does, the first really new kind of wash day soap in years. It gets dirty towels and linens dazzling white. In fact, you've never seen whiter washes than New Does gives you. Second case?
Your Honor, I'm tired of scrubbing grimy work shirts till my back aches.
Well, let Does do it. No soap made gets clothes clean easier than New Does. Third case?
Your Honor, I want a wash day soap I can really trust with my pretty rayon slips and nicer colored washables.
Well, do them with Does. It's far safer for those nice colors. Safer than any other leading granulated wash day soap.
What? You mean this same does all three kinds of wash? Gets grimy towels white.
And dirty work shirts clean.
And yet is safe for colored rayon?
That's right. New does everything in your wash.
Well, I never.
I declare.
Now, if that surprises you, just wait till you try Does and see what a really new kind of granulated soap it is. Remember, Does is not just a new improvement of an old soap, but a really new kind. So new you've never before been able to buy a soap quite like Does. You see, one of the things Procter & Gamble wanted most was to make a soap for all three kinds of wash. And believe me, Does doesn't. Yes, it leaves your rayon undies soft and bright. And yet it gets those dirty overalls wonderfully clean without any hard scrubbing. And as for your grimy towels and linens, why, Does gets them gleaming white. None of this almost white or partway white, but the genuine whiteness you want. Just try New Does next wash day. Then see if any other soap will ever satisfy you again. Remember, New Does, D-U-Z, comes in that big red and white box, and it does everything in your wash. And now, the Goldbergs. Peace, in the form of a profound quiet, has settled down on the Goldberg house for a few moments. The Jeromes are gone, and Jake and Molly are alone. There was a great deal of talk over Rosie's future. There was the usual philosophy of parents knowing what was better for children than children know themselves. And then, Rosie took everything in her own hands. Confused, tired, hurt, overwrought, she told the Jeromes she wouldn't see their son again. And Jake is happy.
Jake, dearest, sit quietly. No more talk. We had enough for one evening, yes, dear?
Raina Harvey had enough.
So let me massage your head, dear. Let me massage your head. Let me put something on your temples, dear.
Just gently, Molly, dear. Just gently with your hand.
Yes, darling. Yes, dear. I'll be very, very gentle. See, dear? See, how gentle I am? Just here, dear, on the temple, see? So, just a little massage, see? In the back, on the neck. When I have a headache, I just do a little bit on the head. In the back. One, two, three. Maybe shake of a lamb. The headache could be away. See that? See that, dear? So.
I never knew when it came to be a father. I will turn out to be a mother.
Just, darling, don't convulse, dear. Don't convulse. Just sit. Maybe I'll just squeeze you something or
no,
something.
No, don't squeeze me. I'm glad Rosalie told him what she thought.
All right, darling. All right. Just shy. See? No talking.
What is the child doing now?
She's upstairs. She's upstairs relaxing. I told her to read a book. Maybe she will. Maybe she'll rest a little bit. I'm also glad it's over. And I'm also glad that Rosalie told Mr. Jerome what she felt and what she thought.
Marley, dear, I am proud of Rosalie. Very proud. What you learn as a child, you'll never forget.
Yes, dear.
We reap what we sow.
Relax, dear. Dearest.
What greater pleasure is there in life, Molly, than when a child listens and takes heed?
Just sit quietly, Jake, dear. Dearest.
I'm only saying I'm sorry I wasn't present when Rosalie told him.
That's all. Oh, who is that now? I don't want to answer the telephone. There's a conversation now. Martin, maybe she wants to know about this. Hello?
Hello? Mrs. Walter, may I speak to Rosie?
Well?
Well, 1 minute, please.
No?
What should I do, Jake?
Why?
Because
what?
It's Walter.
Call Rosie.
Jake, darling, maybe it's better.
Call Rosie and let her tell Walter what she told his parents. That's all. If it's being finished off, let it be finished final and finally.
Is that the meanwhile?
Yes, Rosalie. Rosalie, dear, will you talk to him? It's Walter. Papa thinks that you should tell Walter what you told his parents.
Talk to him, Rosalie, the same as you spoke to his mother and the same as you spoke to his father.
Just a minute. Here. Hello?
Hello, Rosie?
Yes?
Tell him plain that an engaged young man don't belong...
Why did you tell my father that you weren't going to see me again?
Course.
Because doesn't explain it, Rosie. The only possible reason that you have to say that you wouldn't see me again is because you're being influenced by your parents.
You
always said that I was being influenced too much by my parents. Aren't you in the same boat?
Perhaps.
Tell him that you're bringing up
for me. We have to have enough courage to recognize what we feel and believe, Rosie. Our parents can't do that for us. Even when they're as sympathetic as yours are to me. I know you think you're being heroic, doing what your father wants you to do, saying that you don't want to see me. But our parents can't live for us, even if they think they can. We've got to be intelligent enough to realize that, even if they don't. There's only one real reason for not seeing me, and that is that have you changed your mind about me, Rosie? Have you?
Hello?
Hello, Rosie. Did you hear me?
Yes.
Tell him that all he's talking is futile, whatever he says.
Why don't you say something, Rosie?
I told your father and I told your mother.
But you didn't tell me, and until you do, until you tell me face to face that you... Well, I'm not leaving you.
Walter,
I'm not going to take a second-hand answer, Rosie. I want to hear you and see you and be sure you mean what you say. I'm coming over away.
It's all right, Rosalie, it's all right. Now he knows that a young man who's engaged...
All right, Jake.
The apple don't fall far from the tree, Rosie. He's the product of his parents anyway.
Jake, excuse me, please. Wait, Rosalie, darling. Wait, darling. Maybe I'll fix you a glass of milk. Oh, maybe I'll squeeze you lemonade.
No, Mama, darling.
I made beautiful cookies.
No, I don't feel like having anything.
You don't want something, Richard?
Uh-uh.
What'll you do upstairs? You got your book?
Yes, I'll read.
Read, darling. Well, go, Mama, if you want to rest yourself. Go, oh, dear. Mom.
She'll get over it, Molly. Don't worry. Love at Rose's age is not a calamity. It's life, Molly. To live is to learn. What's the matter? You crying?
No. I cry. I want her to be happy.
She'll be happy. It's the little sours that teach us what happiness means, Molly.
can always find an excuse for our sorrows by saying that they make us happy. It's very easy to say. Very easy. Very simplified. But you know, Jake, and I know that sorrows don't make you happy. You know and I know, Jake, dear, that sorrows are not good, they're bad. They're bad when they happen, and they're bad when they remember. Youth, Jake, youth, children, they don't have to weep to know how to laugh.
I only meant that.
You meant. I know what you meant. You meant that with Rosalie, because she's young, it's not serious. Who knows what's serious? Who, Jake? Who can read the marks on her face, and yours and mine? Each line was made there by something that brought us sorrow. Nothing is so small that it don't leave marks.
Life can't be a bed of roses, Molly.
No, it can't be a bed of roses. It shouldn't be a bed of thorns. It shouldn't be a bed of thorns. It shouldn't be a bed of thorns. It shouldn't be a bed of thorns, a useless one. Like this one.
Who is that now?
I don't know. Somebody's
what?
Coming. I'll see.
Well?
I can't see.
Look. Who?
Oh.
Who?
Jake.
Yeah?
What should I do?
Why?
Because
what?
Because it's Norma.
Walter's financier?
Mommy, darling.
I know.
She is here. Let her come in.
I don't want her in here, please.
Why not?
She tells us there's nobody home.
Why?
Because.
Why because?
Because Walter is coming.
If that's the case, then by all means, open the door and let her in.
So the evening of conversation isn't over. And Jake is going to find out that you cannot end the love affair just by having the parents decide that all is finished. Now, here's something we ought to get settled. It's those halfway soaps that make dishwashing such a problem. Yes, if you use a tough granulated soap, it's short on safety for your hands. Or if you use a bar soap, well, it doesn't have real speed. Well, there's no more need to struggle with such halfway soaps, because at last here's a new kind of soap that goes all the way for dishes. It's new Dove. Yes, Dove does everything in your wash, and it has everything for dishes, too, from whirlwind speed to extra safety for your hands. Notice how beautifully soft and smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Dove. Actually, Dove is the only leading granulated wash day soap to treat your hands so extra gently. Yet no soap made can beat Dove for speedy dishwashing. It cuts even tough grease without hard scouring. Yes, you can tell by the suds how different this new kind of granulated soap really is. Try it today. Dove has everything for dishes. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Tomorrow, Molly hears the real story from the other girl. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Dove, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.